People who come off weight loss injections regain the weight four times faster than those who stop conventional diet and exercise programs. That's according to a new study. And the researchers from Oxford University say it raises questions about the short-term use of the drug and the need for a more holistic approach to weight management. Well, one person who read that study with interest is Paddy Cunningham, who's a podcaster and user of the weight loss drug Wegovy. And Paddy, you're very welcome to the program this morning. What did you make of what the study finds?
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Yeah, I think I'd always find it interesting when these types of reports come out because I guess for myself, as somebody that's been on Wegovy for the past few months and before that Mounjaro for 18 months, nearly before that, this isn't news to me. And I'd always be surprised that other people are surprised by this. And I think some of that goes back to how much research has been done when people start these treatments and making sure they're starting them with, you know, a proper regulated provider. Because if you are, it typically would be very well explained to you that, you know, obesity is now seen as a chronic medical condition. And as such, the treatment of that requires long-term treatment. So for me, like when I was starting out on these treatments back in like May, June 2024, this was a discussion that was had with the endocrinologist, with the doctors at the time, but like, Paddy, you know, this isn't a cure, this is a treatment. And as with many other chronic diseases, if you take away that treatment of it, well, then it's very likely that that condition will come back and potentially could come back stronger.
Okay, so that was explained to you. Can you explain to listeners, Paddy, why it is you started taking the drugs in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I was somebody that would have struggled with my weight right from when I was a child. I had tried every single diet under the sun. Back in 2010, I did a very extreme approach to try and lose weight, taking part in essentially a reality TV show called The Biggest Loser. And at that point, I did lose a lot of weight. And I kind of thought, oh, brilliant, the weight is lost now. I'm fixed. And I went and studied it even as a personal trainer. So I knew then all the information about, you know, that age-old thing of like eat less, move more, which we now know is a bit dated as well. But very quickly, even after that, my weight came back. Within, I'd say, 18 months, 24 months, I had nearly all my weight regained. So since then, like over the 10, 12 years after that, I was kind of going back into that spiral of constant dieting. And it was when, I'd say nearly 2 years ago, I kind of reached the point of, my God, is this the way life is just meant to be for me? I'm meant to be overweight for the rest of my life because I'm just getting exhausted with the constant trying of dieting. And I saw about these medications then, I kind of didn't think, oh God, well, that's not going to be something that I'm going to be able to do because it's Hollywood at that point and it was Ozempic and all that. But the more I started researching it, I kind of realized, oh wait, there are doctors out there that are now seeing that obesity is a chronic disease. It's not lack of willpower. It's not a blame. It's not somebody, you know, just being an excessive eater for the sake of it. And I felt heard for the first time ever in my life.
And it's made a huge difference to your life, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you think about the point from researchers then in this study that there needs to be a more holistic approach to weight management? You know, because one of the most interesting findings from it is that it's not just that you regain the weight when you stop taking the medication, it's that you regain it four times faster than people who are dieting or using exercise programs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing is, if you look at somebody that is, say, doing exercise and exercise and focusing on their food, that includes those of some of these conditions as well. We're not doing medication just in place of those. And again, if you look at, there'll usually be different plays, and like equally the report says that these are a very effective treatment on it. But I absolutely agree, there does need to be a multidisciplinary approach that can't be just you take a medication or that you just do movement. There needs to be looking at, well, what is the supports in place to help somebody understand their relationship with food and why maybe was food an emotional crutch for some people, or what way was food being used by people. So I completely agree. I think when people are on these treatments, it's a perfect opportunity to not just have that relief almost from food and the control that it's had for you on you over your life, but also to look at, well, how is it that I'm understanding the psychological side of this journey, the movement side of it, and the nutritional therapy needed.
And can I ask you finally then, what if you are now on this drug for the rest of your life, or unless something else comes along, it's a big outlay, isn't it, every month? In terms of the cost.
It is. And I mean, that's something that unfortunately, like for a lot of patients at the moment, it's very prohibitive. Like depending on where you're sourcing your medication, it can cost anywhere up to maybe €600 a month, which is crazy, crazy. And I think this is where there's a real opportunity for health insurance companies and the HSE to actually, you know, kind of get up to speed pretty quickly and support people. Because right now people are paying this out of their pocket, which in turn is going to save both health insurance companies and the HSE money in the long term on the positive impact that it's having on their lives and the preventative measures of, you know, other conditions that they could have.
Yeah. Okay, Paddy, thank you so much for joining us. Really interesting to talk to you this morning. That's Paddy Cunningham, who is a podcaster and also a user user of one of those weight loss drugs. We'll have the business news next.